The theme of reconciliation is one that is dear to my own heart. Being a native of Northern Ireland, I am well aware of the division that exists between the two groups of people who live there, namely Protestants and Catholics. During my ministry in Northern Ireland, I was involved in some reconciliation projects, both through the witness of the church and in the wider secular community. I know from first-hand experience how costly it is to be involved in the ministry of reconciliation in a context of conflict between two communities. I knew ministers of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland who experienced opposition to their active work in the ministry of reconciliation. Sadly, some were forced to leave their churches and some left the country to serve in ministry elsewhere. One of the former moderators of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, Dr. John Dunlop, was very involved in reconciliation work during his ministry at Rosemary Presbyterian Church in North Belfast. With the support and encouragement of the leadership in his church, he exercised a wider ministry in efforts to further better relationships between Protestants and Catholics, encouraging each community to better understand the other's culture and history. One of the reasons why the church elected Dr. Dunlop as moderator of the General Assembly was to recognize his outstanding contribution to the work of reconciliation. When I was the General Secretary of the Bible Society in Northern Ireland, an elder of a Presbyterian church in Belfast used to come into my office and sit down for a chat. His name was Jim, and I got to know him very well, though my heart sank when he came in through the door because I knew that would be the end of work for the next 2 or 3 hours. He loved to gossip about the latest happenings in the Presbyterian church. One day, during Dr. Dunlop's term as moderator, he came into my office, and in response to a question I asked him, he said in his broad Belfast accent, "Dr. Dunlop was always going on about this reconciliation." Well, I gently reminded Jim, my good friend, that the theme of reconciliation is very prominent in the Bible. All of us who are followers of Christ must be involved in it. I think in the end, Jim got the point. In his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul takes up the theme of reconciliation. In the face of the world's alienation, he expresses the Christian gospel in a memorable and concentrated form. Chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. All this comes from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Eugene Peterson in The Message puts it this way: all this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him, and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. It is essential for us to realize that reconciliation has strong Christian roots. Verse 18a, all this is from God, not from a government or people who are involved in trying to bring people together. No, all this, says Paul, is from God. God reconciled us to himself, which implies that, well, use your own logic to think this through. It implies that we at one time were alienated from him. We cannot understand reconciliation until we, first of all, understand alienation. Well, what is alienation? F.W. Dillastone, in his book, The Christian Understanding of Atonement, describes alienation as follows. The very word alienation itself suggests either that two parts of an original whole have become separated from one another, or that two elements designed for one another, each lacking fulfillment apart from the other, are at present isolated and unrelated. Alienation is a word often applied to broken marriages, to industrial disputes, or to antagonism between nations. Alienation implies enmity, division, the loss of communication, the absence of trust and respect between people. In writing that God reconciled us to himself, Paul is teaching that it is God who is the aggrieved party, and that people like us are the cause of the alienation. The reference to sins in verse 19b makes it clear that this is the source of the estrangement between God and people. As Paul makes clear here, God personally takes the initiative to reconcile people like us to himself. In the world of human alienation, it is usually a third party who seeks to reconcile the alienated. For example, a marriage counselor seeks to reconcile a husband and wife who are estranged. An impartial conciliator seeks to reconcile the two sides in an industrial dispute. The Secretary General of the United Nations becomes involved in the process of reconciliation where there is hostility between nations. But when it comes to reconciliation between God and humanity, it is the wronged party, God, who initiates the action. Verse 18a and b. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. Paul was probably thinking of himself when he wrote this. He would never have been a Christian unless he had first been reconciled to God. God had, however, brought about the reconciliation between himself and Paul by Christ's death on the cross. That's the key. The death of Jesus on the cross, it is that action that enables people like us who were alienated from God to be reconciled to Him. We cannot reconcile ourselves to God. We can't sit down and say, well, I'm really sorry that I'm alienated from God, so I think I'll take the initiative and try to do something about this broken relationship and seek reconciliation. We are powerless to do that. Not one of us is able to say, I will be a friend of God and no longer regard Him as my enemy. As sinners, it was us who were God's enemies and who found ourselves banished from His presence. But the gospel tells us that God in His love had Himself brought about a reconciliation. Reconciliation lies at the heart of the gospel. Well, as I conclude, let me ask you a very searching question. Are you still alienated from God? If so, you can be reconciled to God this very day by trusting in what Christ has done for you on the cross. Just think. Jesus died on that cruel cross. He gave His very life that people like us could be reconciled to God. When we are reconciled to God, we are given the responsibility to share the message of reconciliation in the community where we live. And I trust that as we leave this church or leave this chapel in a short while, that we will indeed go out into our community and be involved in this God-given ministry of reconciliation. It's a wonderful message to be able to share with others who are both alienated from God and alienated from each other, that there is a way to make peace. There is a way to transform relationships, to transform our community. And that is through faith in Christ. Unlike my friend Jim in Belfast, we need to be always going on about this reconciliation. Amen.